The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the beautiful, gorgeous... What's your name?
Carrie
Bradstreet.
We're so forgetful.
Yes, and I am Adolf Turchi.
Where did you ever, I know you say that all the time, where
I
did
know.
You ever come up with that name?
I saw a show one time and I thought they said that name, Adolf Turchi, and I thought it was so funny.
It's like, how do you spell Turchi? Is
so,
it like
so you
Polish?
Decide to, so
that's
you decide
what
to steal the name.
About when you say that, people ask you how to spell it. I say, I don't know.
So you just decide to steal the name.
Yeah, Church. Yeah. I'm trying to think of how that spells. Is that with a T? Start with a T, Churchy? Anyways, he's not really Adolf. I think he...
No, what is my real name?
Is it Lawrence or is it
no,
Larry?
No, it's Larry.
It is just Larry.
Just Larry, yeah. Huh? Just Larry.
Okay.
Never had Lawrence on my
birth
mind.
Certificate. Yep. Okay, so you're always Larry.
So anyway, did you have a nice weekend?
I kept busy, busy, busy.
You're always busy, busy, busy.
I know,
you got more projects than...
I have so many. I'm just like, no, don't start doing that. You got to do this. And my house is just chaos. And
I bet you got about eight things going at the same time, don't you?
I do. And then, I knew once I took on the toy room project in the garage that it was going to be massive because I have to take everything out. So everything, Mark says it looks like, you know, the toy room just exploded into my house. I don't know how we had all that stuff in that small area, but they have to take all that stuff out. And then I was being so particular. I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it all right. All the toys and dolls and things that all came out. I washed them all, washed their hair, washed their clothes, fixed them all up so they're pristine, put them in little bags. And so I've, you know, want everything good. So if eventually I get to sell them or if I get granddaughters, they come over, I know that they're not, you know, musty and old or dusty, have been sitting around for 20 years, you know. So that was taking me a while. So now I've got all of these Beanie Babies and containers. I got all these stuffed animals. They're all sitting out. I'm going, okay, now I gotta get this all put away before we go to Texas on Friday because Lucy's coming over to dog sit. And it's like, she'll have no place to sit because my house is just overrun with stuff.
Now you're going to see your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, so, Mark's never been there to see her house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're flying, though. You're not driving
mm-hmm.
down to Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, that...
But now I got to figure out what's a comfortable mask.
Do you think it's safe enough to drive?
To fly?
Fly?
Yeah, it is really safe to fly, but I hate wearing those stupid masks. I got to figure out which is the most comfortable because you have to have a mask on the whole time. And I know we go from Grand Rapids to Denver, and I'll have to look to see how
Isn't that
many
weird?
Hours that is. And then from Denver to Dallas, just to see how long a period of time I have to have that mask on. So Mark uses those like things you pull up from your neck.
Which they say they're not any good, but.
If I could breathe through it. So I'm gonna bring a variety, and then I got a screen, but I read on the website that you can't have just the face shield, so you have to have a mask too. And so if you have a medical condition that you can't have the mask on, can't fly.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. So they have to have a mask on. So I need to find one that I can comfortably, you know, breathe through.
You know, those paper ones to me are the lightest
That's
ones.
What I'm just wondering.
They are.
I'll try it, you
know they're good because everybody's using them. And,
mm-hmm.
and to me, they're the lightest ones that they are, and they don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always carry a couple, so if you get one drooling from your, you know, from your mouth.
I don't ever sleep.
Or when you're sleeping, you know, you're drooling.
I never can sleep. When I travel,
yeah, I can't
cars,
either. I
and
can't
planes,
either.
Although I have dozed off in planes before, like a long flight, just yeah. trying to myself, and then I noticed, I think I just dozed off a second. But otherwise,
yeah.
I find something to do. You know, I watch a movie on my, I bring my little laptop and connect to get free movies and stuff, and
yeah.
I'll just sit and watch movies to pass the time. So we will see. This will be interesting.
Yeah. Are you voting tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, the way it sounds, it's going to be a lot of the big line.
No,
you know, the thing
I
that
think
bothers
it's going to be
me,
a lot less because so many people have done the early voting or they've done the mail-in voting. So that takes, you know, a lot of people out of the line. So you'll see. I'll drop my dog off at the vet. She has to have oral surgery. And so I'll go from there, and I think I'll just head over to vote. Hopefully I'll kind of miss that first morning rush, and then
I think it's going to be a rush.
I just don't want to be so long lines that you're standing outside in the cold.
Yeah, I'm not, that's what I, really, I can walk over to where I vote from my house, because the church is, yeah, and so I'm going to go over there, but if there's a big line, I'm not going to step there and wait.
I don't know which election it was, if it was George W. Bush or what, but we go at the Gazan Fire Station, their community thing. I remember there being a line where you went down a hallway, around, it came back up the hallway to get in. So that was a long line. And haven't had that again, but I'm trying to remember which one that was. But yeah, they just had us all.
You know,
but
I think
they can't do that because you're going to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
So we might be all the way down to Family Fair. Somebody could sell concessions or something, make some money.
Yeah, make some money on this day, yeah. Probably hand warmers would probably be the best.
Yeah,
but it's going to be in the 50s
is it going to be
tomorrow?
A little warmer tomorrow? Okay.
Then it's going to be 60 on Wednesday.
All right. So do my last little bit of yard.
70 on Friday, sunny.
Of course, because that's when I'm going to be gone. Yeah.
So in Michigan terms, it's just a little nippy.
A little nippy. Mark said when we were going to Delta, I don't even care if it's 50. I'll just be out walking. I said, it'll feel good, but yeah, I'm sure
he'll miss his dogs, though. You know,
I know.
We went yesterday out to the lake to watch the big waves, and by the time we got home, it was around 6 o'clock because we went and visited her sister and all that. Okay. I missed my dogs. I was glad to get home to my dogs. And our dogs missed us,
too. What's funny, too, is he was concerned about Duke, his dog walking dog.
Yeah.
Because he says, when are we leaving Friday morning? And then when are we back? I said, Sunday. He says, oh, okay, good. So I only have to tell them that I can't walk him on a Friday, that I will be able to walk him on a Monday. Yes, you're fine. So.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes that dog walk. Maybe he'll get
dogs too. And I said I was going to drop off the dogs or the dog at the vet and then go vote. And he says, oh, so it's early before I walk Duke. So his day revolves around when he goes to do his little dog walking. Although he does incorporate one dog, his little favorite dog.
Oh, yeah.
With it, so
he's got a favorite dog at home, too.
It was the one that I got him.
Oh, yeah.
The Shih Tzu mix and then the little white one. They're
Oh, that little Shih Tzu mix you got is a sweet thing, though. It's a cutie. Yeah.
They're both really, really sweet.
I got one's a Shih Tzu and then one's a Shih Poo, which is part poodle and Shih Tzu. And then I have a hound. You've seen all my dogs. So.
Like I said, there was a picture I took at your front door, and the reflection, they were staring at me. I said, I got to get a picture of this. And I show it to Mark, and he first thought, he didn't have his glasses on, he thought it was my three dogs.
Yeah.
Because it was like in similar size. You had your black one looked gray, and then you had your little white one, and then you had your hound, which kind of looked like our beagle. It was funny.
Yeah. I think everybody should have a dog. I really do. I think dogs are
I don't know what he'd
families.
Be doing with himself if he didn't have
the dogs. The little, yeah, well, you're gone all the time.
He's so companion. I'll have to show you when we're done. I've got a picture. I should post it online. It's too funny. I told you how we found these videos where it's like squirrels and stuff, and the dogs were getting up and kind of watching the TV.
Yeah.
He says, come here. Siri's on his lap. That's the little Shih Tzu one.
Yeah.
Her paws are up on his desk. He moved his. Now he bought my son's old gaming computer system. This beautiful thing. It's like, where do you put it? Oh, so he's got it upstairs in the living room so that he can still be in the same room with me, but headphones on, doing his little game. So here's a little Shih Tzu. Mark's got his headphones on. Here's a little Shih Tzu. He has on one of the computer screens that squirrel video, and there's just the dog. Watching that video, it is the funniest thing. So it looks like she's just sitting there, like
she
watching
is.
The video. Yeah, he says she'll go and she'll sniff the screen or whatever it is.
That's
too
funny.
Too funny. I know. Well, I guess if it keeps her entertained, well, she's sitting on his lap.
If a dog barks on my screen,
I got two of my dogs that affects.
Yeah,
that
I got one that doesn't do any, but the other two come running out and bark at the TV. It's just. You have to tell them to shut up because they won't quit.
Lucy's
you know?
Dog, the Chihuahua Maltese one, Yeah. He's the worst. He's the one that has anxiety up the wahoo. It can be a doorbell on the TV. It can be a dog barking in the background on the TV. It can be the UPS truck he hears down the street. I mean, everything. But I have that thing that you told me to get, that zapper thing.
Yeah.
I think I used it on him once. All I have to do, he is a smart dog, is I have to say, stop barking, I'm going to zap you. And he kind of looks at me, and then he stops. So just the threat of the zapper is works pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, he's easy trained then. My dog's not that easy trained. So.
My beagle's not.
No.
So once she gets focused on a squirrel and is barking, barking, you can't break her out of that trance. It's like you even go out there and, I'm going to zap you. She's just like, I don't care. The squirrel's more important. And then she just can't get her focus off the squirrel.
Yeah, animals are fun. I got a squirrel. He's not a pet squirrel. He's just a squirrel that likes to eat a lot. I put out different types of nuts for him to eat.
Yeah,
he comes and eats them.
I saw mine sitting out there as I was coming because I saw my beagle staring out the slider, and I'm going, "Oh shoot, there's no food up there." I don't know if he's sitting up on my deck railing and
waiting for
him. I always think if I put the food out there. So brings the squirrel. Sometimes the dogs like to sit and watch the squirrel. But then if the beagle gets on something, then chases that squirrel up the tree, then the dog's barking at the squirrel up in the tree. So it's like,
Yeah, I know.
You know,
we got two bird dogs that live in our
neighborhood. Yes, I saw those beautiful Brittany
Spaniels.
Aren't
they beautiful? Mm-hmm. They're beautiful dogs. But anyway, the squirrel come out of the tree with them two sitting right down by the tree. And I mean, that squirrel jumped so high, he finally went up, he jumped again and got him, but those dogs were trying to get up the tree to get him too.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, the two dogs have got about three squirrels and a couple of rabbits, you know, from not hunting, but just, well, from them hunting, and that was it.
So. I don't know what my dogs would do. Our previous dogs, the one that was like, the last one that died, Vivi, she's like a sheep, dog, a shepherd, collie mix type of a thing. I remember her bringing, what do you got in your mouth? What do you got in your mouth? And she had a baby rabbit. Oh. But it was just like she was just carrying it.
Right.
You know, it's like they finally caught it under the deck, but just like, now I do that. You know? So it wasn't like they tried to kill it or anything. Yeah. It was just kind of walking around like, look what I found. It's like,
so did you get it out of
their mouth? Yeah, if I got it back out. Okay, now how do I get it out of my yard so it doesn't keep coming back in? So,
take mom and put it on a walk.
Had gotten away from me, and it was like trying to get into my slider in the house, and then it kind of went behind like the hot tub and stuff.
Do you have a lot of rabbits around your house, Joe?
Yes. I see some, and then I'll see little piles of the little pellets and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's under, maybe under our deck, that the beagle can spend hours just, like, I swear she's going to, like, breathe, wood up her nose. She sniffs so hard in between the boards or whatever. It's just smells something underneath there. There's paint. The stain is, like, worn off in one little spot where her nose is always constantly smelling. So I'm thinking they are under there. But I've had some.
Now, do you feed your dogs twice a day or once a day?
You know what? It kind of depends. Sometimes twice. Sometimes they could be so busy, like it's warm out or whatever, that they don't tell me that they're hungry till the end of the day, and I can just feed them one bigger one. Otherwise, I'll feed them, and then the beagle's like.
Yeah.
Then I'll feed them, and then she doesn't even eat it all. So I'm thinking, okay. Just pick the meat chunks. They got cereal that's got, or food that's got big chunks of beef, and the other one has big chunks of, like, turkey in it. So they just sit and kind of pick all the meat out and leave all the kibble.
Yeah, that's
like Lucky Charms. I used to do that. Except for I'd eat all the other stuff, which wasn't sugar sweetened when we were little, and leave a floating bowl of marshmallows. That saves us for last.
Yeah, my dog. I got one that goes to the bowl and then just barks to wait till you feed him. And then the other two, when they hear him bark, they know we're going to get food, so we do it. Yep. We feed him twice a day, usually. My wife feeds him in the morning.
You giving him green beans?
Yeah, I am. He spits them out now.
I know. Are they like canned green beans?
Yeah,
or frozen?
Canned green canned beans. Green yeah. beans. Yeah. But I found, in fact, we went to, it's called Kirby's Restaurant in South Haven. And God, the steak, I had a steak and it was just great.
Oh,
and it had some green beans in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And the green beans, now I know here to like those beans.
Oh, I know, because then it has all the flavor of like whatever butter or spices or anything that they're in.
Yeah, and the steak, oh my goodness, was
that
good.
You should get, because right now you'll see Cheerios has all this variety of different flavors. Like they like to promote gluten-free.
Yeah.
And they'll also have pumpkin, they'll have like peanut butter or whatever.
See, I'm not a fan like that.
No, but the dogs. Oh. That might be something for a treat.
Or a Cheerio.
Yeah, a little like a peanut butter flavored Cheerio. Or I know they have like blueberry and strawberry, but I would think that peanut butter, because dogs like peanut butter. So that would be something.
But that black one, I mean, he just rolls. He don't even walk anymore. He just rolls.
It's hard.
It's hard to get him to lose weight. I mean, they just eat off the other
people. I know. When you have multiple dogs, it's hard to control them from overeating.
Right.
I remember even as a kid, we had a dog. She was a Springer Spaniel mix. By the time she got older, she was overweight. And I would be so offended. I remember I had this boyfriend, I guess. He'd come to my house.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's not like really boyfriend, but I mean, he was over at my house and he called my dog fat or something. I was so offended and hurt, defensive of my dog. And when you look at her, her head looked this big compared to her big body. You know, so someone was not used to it. She probably looked pretty bad, but it was just like, it was so defensive. And then we had another dog that got really big. She was like a chocolate lab spaniel mix or something.
Yeah.
She looked like a small little, we got, big too, and getting diabetes and like,
well, see, that's
the
what
beagle,
I'm,
same thing. They eat a lot. She's got a little tummy on her and it's like,
this dog does not have a little tummy on her. If she lays down, she looks like a loaf of meat. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does. I mean, she's that fat.
Well, I'm just hoping the little guys, they stay
healthy.
Small and they,
well,
they,
I wish, I hope they, mine, you know, we've been trying, you
she'll
know.
She'll do one. She eats so fast and, you know. But
I think what we're
going
to have to do is cover the food after they eat, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of hard to do too. But just, you know, make sure I do it.
And, mm-hmm. Well, I'll do that. I'll put the bowls out and one's not there and I'll just put the one up. It's usually the beagle because she's outside watching squirrels. And then she'll come in later at night and she's like, looking around like...
Does she stay out all day?
She's outside a good part of the time. It's either, you know, just laying on the deck and just watching stuff or sniffing around. Now that it's a little cooler, she just sits inside the house and, you know, looks out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's not one that's more like a companion dog so much as, like, the little ones are. It's like they... It's funny, they're just a little entourage around Mark, just in case he's going to walk somewhere. You know, they want to make sure they don't miss out.
Oh, yeah, all my...
And if he leaves, like, he'll leave, which he's probably doing it right now, he goes and goes over to get the dog that he walks.
Yeah.
And then brings it back sometimes, and then they walk down the trail.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's a park that's kind of over there, and he'll take Siri with him, and he'll walk both of them all through that park. But then with the rain, it's been all muddy. He leaves... And that's, you just hear her at the door whining and crying and scratching. I'm like, he'll be back, don't worry, he'll be back. She can't just handle it. And then he doesn't take both the little ones. And so I've got to, distract the other little one so that she doesn't realize the other one's getting a walk.
Well, see, like, now I've got my three dogs, two of them, the beagle and the black dog. Like to go riding in my car. When I go out anywhere, I go bye-bye, they're out the door. But my other one, if I say bye-bye, he runs into the... So if he's outside or something, I'll just say, you won't go bye-bye? And he'll come running into the house so I can take the other two. But it's funny how those two love to ride. I mean, they love to ride, but the other one doesn't want to have anything
to
do
like
with it.
That's like the other anxiety dog. He does not go for walks.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll like to go run outside and just go sniff some places and kind of come in, but he's the one that doesn't you know, leave the home. The little ones, the tiny ones, she used to throw up every time she was in the car. So I could go to the vet, you know, she'd throw up, this and that. But she kind of got over that. Mark started taking them to the dog park. And once he started riding in those cars, then it was just a hoot. He just opened up the door, and there's Siri sitting in the seat, you know, looking out the window. It's like, ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got really used to traveling.
Yeah, I like on TV. And the internet, you see a lot of dogs on the internet, things that they do and all that, which is funny.
I see dogs or dogs with their heads out the windows and stuff, and it always scares me to let my dogs do that. I always just have a fear they're going to fall out of the window.
My dog did fall. My one dog that's passed away, his name was Sissy. I got him when I lived in Georgia. But he fell out the window and was rolling. My wife seen him rolling.
Did you have the window all the way down or something?
Yeah, she had it all the way down. Well, he never did that before. He sat in a chair with his head on the window. That day, he just went out the window.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. How big of a dog?
Oh, he was Shih Tzu size.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
Yeah. But he wasn't hurt. He got back in the car, and he never did it again. So.
Yes.
I guess he's got taller.
So I would always just kind of put the window down just a little bit so they could kind of get some spells. But then my windows would just be slime because they kind of get up there, and you know, and they would just slapper all the way down the windows. It's like, okay, yeah, that's not a good thing either. So.
Well, my big dog likes to drive. He's always trying to push over on me to get over because he wants to look out that part of the window, and he wants to drive. He'll put his paw on the wheel and everything else. But
I know that's kind of dangerous too. Try to sit on your lap, and Mark has a train that she'll sit in the seat next to him, and then the little one would be the back seat and the beagle, like if he's taking all three of them.
Yeah.
And I come sit in the Jeep. Like we went together. And the dog didn't know what she's like. What are you doing? You're in my spot,
yeah.
You know. So then she's kind of sitting like the console area, squeezed in, like she's supposed to be next to Mark. It's like, sorry, I don't have to go.
Well, it's really funny. My big dog, he jumps in the front seat and he gets as close as he can to me and just sits there. And then as I'm driving down the road, he'll get closer and closer, and then he'll put his paw up, and you got to get it down. Then you scoot him over. He just likes being by the wheel, you know, so
mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And my other one, if I do get it in the car, oh, it just whines and cries, and once out, I don't know what ever happened, but he does not like the car. And the other two love the car. It's just unbelievable.
Hmm.
So, most of my dogs always had.
Uh-huh.
Now, I got it's kind of bad, but I bury my dogs that have died. And our neighbor's dog had dug one up and with just a skeleton head. Oh, my wife cried. And
you didn't go deep enough, Larry.
I guess I didn't go deep enough, but yeah, he dug it up. I put it back in the ground.
The only animal I buried in my yard was my daughter's chinchilla.
Oh, yeah?
She had gone. She was actually in Ireland or something at the time, and I was taking care of it, and I don't know if it got sick. I mean, I took it to a vet, you know. They kept it overnight with oxygen. I mean, it was this tiny little chinchilla. But then when it died, but I made sure I had it in multiple. I had it like a little box, for some reason, like a zippy bag, I think, and then in a box, and then another thing on top of it, and then had buried it with a little cross outside her bedroom window in the plantings or whatever, so I thought something's not going to get it, so.
We buried a dog. I guess we're not even really supposed to bury a dog in your backyard, so. We've even got a little stone for one. Sam, he was a good dog.
That must be why they do have the cemeteries, is that you have to have.
Oh, that's it. They make some money off them. They even have a cremation.
That's what I have them do.
Burn my dog out?
Well, I'd rather have.
Yeah, I don't want to get burned out.
Yeah,
have you ever seen one of them things?
Your body's gonna decay, rot, crap, be lucky anyways. You might as well
burn it
just
up.
Yeah. So then it's like I I told Mark, I wouldn't want to have like an open casket funeral or anything like that. It's like, I don't want people because that's how I remembered people. Like my grandma, when she first one died, my picture of her, because she didn't quite look like herself, you know, how they have them, and then the makeup and stuff, is just that image would stick with me. I'd rather have seen a picture of her when she looked her best. And
well, what I wanted to do is, on my funeral, just let them put me someplace else and just put a letter on the pillow head, be back in 5. I thought that would be funny. So when you come to view me, you get that letter, be back in 5.
One of those little clocks with the things,
yeah, you
can
say,
be back in.
Yeah. Don't you think that's funny?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Except for you telling us that the end of the world is coming in 5?
Yeah. No, but I'll tell you, we went up to this one, I can't remember it wasn't Mackinac Island, it was the other island east of that.
Beaver Island.
Well, we went up there, this is years ago, one of our neighbors had a cottage up there on Beaver Island, and we went up there, beautiful cottage. And we was walking through the cemetery, and there was a headstone that said, "See, I told you I was sick." I thought that was funny as could be. Everybody that walks by that, you know, is laughing, so he's getting a laugh. Being dead, he's still getting a laugh all the time, you know.
I know, that's what I'm doing with my house, too. I'm thinking, then if my house is all in order, at least when I die, then it's kind of organized. If people can find stuff, it's all,
yeah,
or it's organized.
I know when my mom died, most of the time we were just going through things, looking what's in there, you know, and throwing most of the stuff away.
My mom has taken both me and my sister, and kind of, she is one that, I get it from her, as like a collector and a hobbyist, but she's super, super organized. Like when she retired, she went through a phase of quilting, and then she worked at a fabric store. So she just has these boxes of, you know, quilting squares and patterns and fabrics and all this kind of stuff. And then she was doing stamping and making cards. And so she's got all this stuff. She goes, "Now I just want you to know, this stuff is valuable. Don't just give it away. You can be, you know, selling all this stuff." And she's got a lot. But at least,
you know,
it's all organized.
That's what my wife does. She
said, we can have a whole sale.
She does knit, she crochets. So she's crocheting all this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she's done that for years. She did one for her. She did this one for her mother and dad. It must have took her a year to do. But it was beautiful. And her mother still has it at the home that she's at. But it's just beautiful. But my wife likes to do that kind of stuff. So
I know those are the things too, like knitted or crocheted things, like from my grandma. I remember she had knitted me one, went to college, and then she had embroidered Garfield on it. It was back when I was into Garfield.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you can't part with this stuff. And then when I was digging around, I told Mark, I said, "Look, I found a baby blanket that your mom had crocheted. She had died 20 years ago. She died on her 61st birthday."
She died on her birthday?
Had one of those same, like John Redd, had the aortic rupture.
Yeah.
She had a cousin, think, that died on their 61st birthday with the same thing. There was like, I'm like, okay, you need to get your heart checked, Mark, which he has. He's gone to cardiologist. And then his older brother had just, was probably getting close to that. He had just called him and said he made an appointment and he wanted to get the info from Mark, what he had learned. So we're hoping it's
now, do you guys all get together or no?
What's that?
Do you guys always get together at all or no?
With his brother?
Yeah, with his
brother. He's got a brother in Dallas, which we never see. We're going to try to locate him when we go to Dallas.
Try to locate him? You know, you can't even keep up with him?
He moved to Texas right after college. So that would have been, you know, 80 or something like that. And he got a teaching degree, and there were no jobs, and it was big in Texas. And so he went to Texas and has never been back. He had a longtime girlfriend that died of cancer. So he's been like a single guy and just, you know, manages like a liquor superstore or some kind of thing. But he's always one we'd hear from at Christmas, and that's about it. He didn't always have a phone. It was just like he was always like the black sheep and just kind of out of touch. His other brother was in Kalamazoo, which we'd only really see with holidays or when his mom was alive. Now more so, we see them a lot more, and we're making a point of it too. That's all the family he has left. His biological dad died when he was like 2 and a half something in a car accident.
Well, we're going back down to Florida to see my two sons down there this year again. So that was kind of neat.
I know, and my mom had emailed all of us kids. She's like, with Thanksgiving and this COVID thing, is like, what? We don't know what to be doing with families. I have two nieces that had babies. One had a baby just when this COVID thing started, like March, and another one August 1st. And so they're like not wanting to expose their, you know, babies to groups of people. And one works in a hospital setting. And so she's, you know, nervous about bringing something home. Excuse me. And so I don't think we can have like big gatherings. And of course my mom, she's 77. And so she's in that age range where she sends me the statuses of the COVID in Kent County or whatever. So it's on her mind.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I said,
that's one thing you're afraid to do. You know, once you get in the 70s, you kind of, you know, you don't have that energy to fight something that,
right.
You know, so.
Yep, and it's not like she has any, like, pre-existing kind of a condition. She needs a knee replacement. You know, she's, I don't know about her. I don't think she has high blood pressure or anything like that, but you just never know.
Oh, no, you never.
So,
when it's your time,
so
it's your
know.
Time. That's
so
just
I don't
it.
Know what we'll do. So, well, we'll have a virtual Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes, or have a really, 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 really long table, which we don't have a big enough house, and everybody's 6 feet apart. Can you pass the potatoes? Just a minute. Slide it down.
There
or they're goes. All on little wheels or whatever, and you're just, you know.
Yeah.
So, what's new with you? What?
Yeah, we're
never
having.
Never mind, just text me it.
Well, I'm having quite a few people over for Thanksgiving this year, too.
Yeah. And you're doing the special. Smoking your
my
turkey.
My son's going to smoke a turkey. I don't know. I never tasted one. But
I know.
They say
is
it's
it
good.
Like how heavy it is? Could it like hold it to his mouth? Does it have to be a really light turkey for him to smoke?
Who's that? Oh, But yeah, he's going to be, he's smoking the turkey, so we don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really am kind of nervous about all them people coming over to my house. I don't really want a bunch of people. I mean, that many people over. My wife says, "Well, who told you to do that?" I said, "I know. I I got caught in the moment." So.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they talk about the uptick of, you know, more cases again, and to me, it's like this was inevitable. Keeping people isolated, all it did was just postpone
the inevitable?
People eventually going to be exposed to it. You know, so those who are, you know, the ones that are more susceptible, you know, they should have been the ones that were more quarantined and really conscientious, and everybody else, you know, washing their hands, being cautious. But eventually, since no one's ever been exposed to it, they're going to probably get it at some point. Like everybody's had the flu, everybody's had a cold, everybody's had, you know, chickenpox or smallpox until they had vaccinations for it. So it's like, okay, you stayed away from everybody. Now you go out.
I think there'll be a vaccine here pretty soon, though, so we're, you know, we don't have to worry about
curious.
It that much.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if I would. I don't get the flu shots or anything.
Yeah, you know,
all
I've been.
The problems I have, my immune system seems to be.
I got a flu
good.
Shot, but I was supposed to get a shingles shot. But everybody I see, I said, how does that feel? Oh, God, it hurts so bad. It
I asked my
so
doctor,
bad.
Too. I said, I've already had shingles. Do I need, can I get it again? Or do I get the
was it bad?
Shot?
Was the shingles bad?
It was, I got it really young. Must have been, I was in my, like, 35.
Oh.
And it was on my back. My immune system must have been bad. I just remember it being really, like, painful. And I know, like, it's kind of, it was probably only a patch like this big. And then they put me on like an antiviral which was helpful. And I think it just took a long time for that to eventually, you know, be totally gone. That's about all I remember. I just about remember going to the pharmacy, and it was like Valtrex or something like this. I'm going, I hope this, the pharmacist doesn't think that I like have herpes or something. Because that's the what they would give people for herpes, I think.
Oh, really?
Because there's really, you know, there's no medications for viruses, you know. You say, oh, I got a virus, you got to wait it out. But there is the one anti, you know, viral, and I think it was like Valtrex or something like that. But it was
Did it hurt?
For the herpes virus.
Did it hurt? See, I'm a baby when it comes to stuff like
that. No, it's an oral thing. It was pills.
Oh, not this. Not this. It's a big shot.
Well, that's the vaccination. I'm talking about the medicine that I was taking.
Oh, just, well, yeah, well.
From the pharmacist. Like,
I still think I'm going to go
get... Is this your prescription for 15 days of Valtrex? Yes, yes, yes. But it's not. No, it's shingles. Well, that was a long time ago. So I got it on my system. Lucy, who had gotten... has all those issues. When she had her COVID relapse, she had gotten shingles.
Nope. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, she must have
she
went
was
through hell.
Yeah, it's, her immune system was really bad. Although she told me this, and this is very interesting. She rode along with a friend to Shipshewana to see a naturopath who was an Amish doctor. So he only did, you know, natural healing kind of stuff. And she said what, and so when they were along, that he also drew her blood and this other girl that was with them. What he does is he draws blood and then he looks at it raw, you know, so it isn't processed, gone through anything, and looks at it under a computer kind of thing, whatever, and he could see, and he can tell what's going on in your blood. Like, he could see that she had like no white blood cells, red blood cells, or something funky wrong. And then that there was other stuff going on. And so then he would just, she'd be on different kind of supplements for a while and then go back. But she said, if I don't have any of these white blood cells and red blood cells or whatever, does that mean my cancer is gone? Because the cancer was in her blood. So we don't know if maybe COVID killed her cancer. Weird thing. So it'd be very interesting to see what all comes of all of this. Maybe COVID was a blessing to her in some way. But very interesting. So she goes, you should come with me next time. The next appointment he had open was January. So, oh, he sounds pretty busy. Charging you $5 for a lifetime membership to his, it's like a ministry of some sort too. And then he must make his money off from the different supplements or whatever. So, interesting.
Yeah.
So did she still go to blood. She just went once. It was like last week. It was the first time. Yeah. And so she can't go. And then he put her on some stuff. And then to deal with the initial stuff that she had that was urgent to get fixed. And then her thyroid was going to be an issue. But he says, we'll wait till after she's, you know, fixes some of this other stuff. And then she goes in January, and so, oh, yeah, I'll go. I'll be quite interested because, you know, I've had low red blood count and white blood count, so I'm anemic, and then I would have low white count. I said, does that mean I have, like, cancer or something? I don't know. So I'd be interested to see what's going on with my, because I have a thyroid issue as well and celiac and all that stuff.
You're just...
But I don't get the flu.
You don't?
I don't ever get the, like, the flu. I've gotten, you know, like a...
Cold?
Colds. Not so much anymore either. I'm really good. And people take notice of this because it seems to work. First sign, this is just my waking up, clearing.
Oh, yeah?
But if I start to feel like a little tingle in my throat or I'm starting to get post-nasal drip, I immediately use Zicam.
Zicam.
I get the, like, the little swabs, and you just swab inside your nose once or twice a day, and it just pretty much stops the cold.
It doesn't really get
any further.
I had a test I had to go, and so I had to go get a test to see if I had COVID or not. That thing they shoved up my nose.
I heard that's
my
really bad.
God, I could have hit the nurse, you know, and like, what the hell are you doing? That
I wonder if that's what they do at the drive-thru at CVS. They have that's one where, of their lanes is just only for COVID testing, and that's the window. So I wonder if somebody is sitting in their car, and they're going out there with a thing in their car and sticking it up their nose.
Well, that's what happened to me. I was in a car. I was on Michigan.
Oh, so you did do it through a car.
Yeah, through a car. And I'm going like this. I mean, I had to take it, but I'm just like that. Finally, and it hurt, you know.
I can imagine.
But they only went through one side, so that was good. So, and then I guess they were doing two, but then they said you get the same thing, so you just only have to go through one side. So, but I think there's got to be a better way than that.
Well, I think there probably are different ones they've been coming up with. You know, some that took. You know, a week to find out the results. And then they had some where it just took, you know, a day. And then there's some like 15 minutes you can find out results. So it just depends, I think, on how they're doing the testing.
Yeah, but I think there's going to be a lot more testing. You know, but I think once they get that vaccine, it'll be a lot better.
And did they say, too, that this virus, that a warm, hot environment was not good for it, like it didn't spread as much, and now that the cold weather, and that might be why we're getting a lot more cases, like this is flu season too, you know, so that might be why there's, you know, more people popping up. And
it depends on who you listen to, you know, if you're listening to
and this another thing too, when people talk about COVID cases testing positive, that's not a death sentence. It just means, you know, someone might not even have any symptoms. They might have a little, you know, might have, feel sick for 2 days. But those that end up in the hospital or those that actually die, I mean, it's such a small, more people die, I think, from the regular flu people. So it's meant to scare people, I think, more than necessary. And I think it's a political reason that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To scare people. That's like, and then they get, that's stupid commercial head on, drove in here too. What they talk about how I was a Christian and I worked overseas. And then President Trump, he, you know, didn't take it seriously. And, you know, it's like, what are you talking about? And so I really can't trust someone who, you know, kind of kept that from us. And I'm like, really? Is this what people are told? It's like he kept it from us, and then they go after him for when he was.
Matt, did you wonder when we were going to get into?
I'm surprised it took.
I know. I thought we'd do something different. And
you made it like 40 minutes without talking about politics. That's a stunning record.
I was making a concerted effort, thinking, oh, we can just have a laid-back show
show, and then now we're spending the next like 20 minutes or so talking about politics.
No, but it's more about the COVID thing, and it's.
Yeah.
Why are people politicizing? Like, yeah, Donald Trump, he lied, people died. Like, these people's got these signs out here. And I'm like, what did he lie
about?
But don't
you think that
I think there's a lot of things presidents know and government knows that they don't tell everybody for a good reason.
You know, he's not having anybody come. I mean, Biden is not. Joe doesn't have anybody coming to his rallies hardly at
Mark
all.
Mark showed me a video, and then I saw it on the news yesterday. It was in Texas, where there's a Biden campaign bus. I'm presuming that Biden's on that bus. And you see this bus going down the highway. Someone's videotaping. And then you see behind it all these trucks with Trump signs and flags, and they're just like a parade. They're all following that Biden bus forever, so it looked pretty funny. But then I saw yesterday that the FBI was looking into it. It's like, really? People can't just drive their cars with a flag and it's being considered, I don't know what, stalking and...
Right. I watched him, I watched Trump at the rally. He was talking about, he was so cold. He stepped there and he's going, oh my goodness.
That's what Mark
and there was a nun in. I was surprised to see a nun in there. But there was two nuns in there.
Was she
He kept asking them, sisters, aren't you cold? You
know?
But he just kept saying, my God, it's
cold. That's
what
Mark was telling me. He says, you got to watch the Donald Trump rally in Michigan. I was like, what? When was that? But I didn't realize it was happening. And he says, he's just so funny. He says, but he's complaining about the cold.
Right. Oh, he was, too.
He says, it was cold. If it was yesterday we were talking about, it was blustery.
Oh, it was. You should have been out to the, my wife and I went out
to
Lake
Michigan. It's always a little windier,
Lake
too, right there on the shore.
Oh, yeah, but these waves, they were 15, 20 foot.
Oh, yeah,
I got
to see some of your pictures.
But the thing about it is, pictures just doesn't do it justice, though. But this one wave was coming down because we were on the...
Where were you, at Holland or Grand Haven?
Grand Haven. And we were on the... Right on the walk way down to the big, and the waves were just coming all over that. But the houses on the other side, you've seen these big waves come up like this, way up, and then they go into the house. So,
Wow. I know the several photographers that live on the lakeshore. One's like a Muskegon, I think, that he's a photographer, but he has a computer business too. But every day, they would post a sunset photo at the lakeshore.
Yeah.
And then it didn't matter what the weather was. But then when you get into these winter ones, it's crazy. You'd see waves that freeze up on the lighthouses.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beautiful. But you're thinking, man, it's got to be pretty darn cold for to freeze in motion.
My wife and I walked out to the pier. And, you know, the house... The wave, you couldn't even see the house because of the wave come up so high. So it was kind of fun. We had a fun day yesterday.
Yeah, I don't like to go to the beach when it's cold. I go to the beach
That was not a beach day, trust me. So
They didn't have it, you know, blocked off so you could already go like around. I think the last time I went when it was off season is I think when they were redoing some of the dunes or something.
Yeah. Well, had to go around. You couldn't get way out by the where that parking lot was closed. It was back on the.
Well, like in Holland, I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I was in Holland. But the waves were, you know, the wind was just a bitter cold in it.
That's what I hate the most about winter.
I remember when I was, my stepfather was from Canada, and we used to go into Canada during Christmas time.
Mm.
And my stepdad's one brother owned a big farm. I mean, a big farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they would plow like acres and acres. But it would rained and filled those holes. And it looked like it was just a sheet of ice across the whole thing. And we took sheets out and held them and boots. And it took us going down. The only problem had you had to walk back. It was fun going, but I'll tell you had a hell of a time coming back.
Piece of wax paper.
Well, we didn't have the sheets up when we were going back, but the wind was so you couldn't walk. It was you try to walk and it was taking you backwards. It was really weird, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of wind.
Well, the wind reminded me of that yesterday when I was there, but it was fun, but it was, you know.
Yeah, I just don't like to be cold.
No, I don't.
And even if I go to shovel and stuff, it's just even that bitter cold, because you have to be exposed in some areas, you know, that the wind gets in and freezes your nose and around
your
eyes.
I'll tell you how you can stop that. I did the same thing for years. I just look out the window and see if he's done it yet, so I could go to the mailbox and get the mail. So that's what I do in the wintertime. My family used to be a big skiers. We used to go.
Oh yeah.
In fact, every Christmas we'd have our presents and all that. We'd eat breakfast and then our skis were on our way up north till Christmas. I mean till New Year's, and that's where we stayed New Year's. Mm-hmm. We would always come back Christmas or New Year's Day, but it was just beautiful skiing, you know. And all my boys are good skiers.
Yeah, I never was into
that. To brag, but you know, I used to.
You were teaching them, probably. Were you like an instructor?
Yeah, I used to instruct at the Highlands for years. So.
No, I remember in my neighborhood when I was growing up, there were some empty lots where they're building houses, and so there would be like some ice that would form in a pretty big spot, and so we'd go out and I'd ice skate. I used to like doing that. you're I'm in a snowmobile suit with ice skates on. But then it was the same thing too. My feet get cold, you got to come in, and it's like, no.
We made an ice ring in our backyard when we were kids, when I wound up with a concussion because I fell backwards and hit my...
Oh, you made one like with water and made it?
Yeah, sprayed it every night, and then...
I've never been down to Rosa Park either when they have the ice down, went down
there. Oh, I've been down there, but I never got skiing.
I never did
that. No, I'm not a very... I got bad ankles because my knees turn in like this. And
I remember taking my daughter, who was kind of into that, to an indoor rink not too long ago. Oh, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had not been on ice skates since, you know, for probably 30 years or more.
Yeah.
And so they had the rental skates. The ice is totally different indoors than it is outdoors. That stuff is so slick and slippery. And it took me a while to just kind of, you know, feel like I could skate the outdoor stuff. It's got a little
I could never. Now, roller skating, I used to roller skate every Friday night. That was, we were at the roller skating rink, but that was easy to roller skate, but I could never, I just could never do it.
Yeah, I was just proud of myself that I didn't ever fall that day.
Oh, I guess.
Because I was hanging on to the wall most of the time. No, I got to the point where at one point I was kind of skating backwards a little bit and trying to feel like I was sturdy on my... But then you got these guys that are just like racing around, and I'm like, come on. You play hockey. We get it, and you're going around. But there's the rest of us.
Don't you have another podcast right after us today at 12?
You don't have to make an excuse to quit, Larry. We can quit.
Well, I'm not making... What is it?
Well, yes, because you keep looking at your watch, then you're...
I mean, you got 10 minutes left. You can still keep going for a little bit.
Well, we can cut it short. We could have made this just a regular, friendly podcast.
With no politics whatsoever.
Really no politics. And
we can save that for next week.
And I just
pray that there's not all the civil unrest and people protesting and doing stupid things over an election.
But just let me say this about that, okay? If anybody's got common sense in this country today, you'll vote for Trump. Because
anybody who loves the freedom and loves America and does
and loves children
and doesn't want to stand in line and have government take care of you from birth to death, then that's the way to go.
Right.
A lot of people's eyes are awakening. A lot of blacks, and there's a lot of outspoken ones that are like, hey, we know what's going on. Was started getting, you know, with the New Deal.
Well, I mean, Herschel Walker, we have them. We have quite a few black sports
people. And they're standing
that
up now. They're not going to be. So you call me Uncle Tom. You don't call me this. I'm a free thinker. You don't say I have to vote a certain way because I'm black. That's racist.
Even people said if you... Mm-hmm. Well, who said it? I forget the person who said it.
Chesley Handler about...
Yeah, Chesley, where she says, if you don't vote for, you're not black.
Can I coax you into not voting for Trump? You know, I can, you know, they must have dated at some point or something. And she basically was saying, hey, I'll sleep with you if you don't vote for Trump or something. Yeah. I mean, really, people...
Well, she's the one that had
people
the midget.
People need to go back to not telling anybody who they're voting for.
Remember when we had that, when I was after that midget, to have a midget?
Oh.
Or a little person. Little person. You can't say midget anymore. Why can't
Dwarf.
You say midget? That's a word.
Dwarf. Yeah. Well, I know, but people...
A little person. How about a little person?
Actually, it is two different things. We're off on another topic here. A midget is someone who is proportionately just very, very small. They don't have dwarfism. A dwarf or a little person, they have their limbs are short, but their torso and their head and everything is normal sized. And so that's the difference. So someone who has dwarfism is going to look different than someone who's a midget.
Well, why did that girl then get so mad at me when
Think people, they used to talk about midget tossing, and I think they think of it as being a derogatory term.
But it was unbelievable how pretty she was. I mean,
I think she had dwarfism because I remember I'd see her sometimes at Meijer.
Yeah.
So she was really short because they were, She was probably, if she would have had normal legs, she probably would have been a short person anyways. But yeah, just when, if you've got really, really short legs, it puts you really down pretty low.
Yeah, and she did not like that.
I can't imagine, I mean, to be, you know, not only have the disability of not being able to do a lot of things because you
reach
can't
the
reach
counter.
It or your legs aren't long enough or what have you, but then just to having people just looking at you all the time and being self-conscious.
Can you cut that out right there? Because I know I'm going to get shot from somebody.
No. But I'm paranoid, but I can't figure out why, even with like the mask on, maybe I'll put my smiley one on. I'll just have a basic mask on, like I'll go into Menards or Meijer's or something, and people look and they stop and they look back at me. So I'm thinking,
well, that's the same with me when I...
But I'm like, you're just seeing my eyes. Do I have something? Is my mask upside down? Is there something going on? It's like,
I didn't recognize you when you walked into Menards when we were getting that wood for you.
But it's almost like they turn,
That's exactly what I did. And I didn't see you.
You would have done it, even though you weren't looking for me? You would have just saw me coming in and then looked at me again, just seeing my eyes?
Yeah, I looked right at you, and I went back over and picked it up.
I just get so paranoid. I'm like,
yeah, something.
What are they looking at? I don't have my funny mask on, you know? But do my eyes have a look to them?
Well, the reason I was looking at my watch, I was wondering, because I have to go to the bathroom. So we're going to stop this for a second so I can go to the bathroom. And
what a great way to end the show.
Okay, we're having a potty break.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.